Hello, I'm John Pellow, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at cccc.org/john. Today's podcast is entitled, Imagination, the Spark That Ignites. Here's a different sort of post, written in two parts, for the left brain and the right brain. I think my point is made equally well in both. See which of the two parts appeals most to you. My left brain post. In 1983, a book was published that still has a huge influence on me today, A Whack on the Side of the Head, How You Can Be More Creative. I was in my first job after graduating in 1980, working at the Canadian Industrial Innovation Center at the University of Waterloo. I think I had a reasonably good mind at the time, but this book helped me realize that it worked in a thoroughly logical and linear manner. I was dealing with people who were highly creative and who came up with things that involved what we today call lateral thinking. Somehow they could break out of the paradigms in which logic and natural progression reign and which normally produce incrementalism rather than breakthroughs. Incrementalism is great. In fact, in the absence of a breakthrough, there's nothing better. Incrementalism is a low-risk way of moving forward, but it definitely limits opportunity to just a minuscule part of what it could be. The full range of opportunity goes instead to those who think differently, because the way they think creates opportunity rather than waiting for opportunity to present itself. They use imagination as the spark to ignite creative thinking, open up new opportunities, and expand their potential. What happens more or less naturally for right-brain thinkers can be developed systematically by left-brain thinkers. Here are some core strategies for stimulating imagination and creative thinking. Ask why. Answer the question, and then ask again. Repeat 7 times, and you'll finally get to the depth of thought that can lead to breakthrough thinking. Get far away from your own area of expertise. If you are in ministry, get to know some engineers. If you are a management type, befriend some artists, and don't forget to feed them. If you live somewhere, anywhere, get on a plane and go somewhere else for a weekend that requires a passport, and see what's different there. Thanks to Richard Adair, my second boss, for this one. Read a book or subscribe to a magazine that is way outside your field. The best advice I ever got from a business professor, Dr. Cosmo Marchant at WLU, was to always subscribe to a general science magazine just because it's not business related. When you do think you know how to do something, ask, what's the second best way to do it? Tackle the opposite problem. Instead of wondering how to grow bigger, think about how you could shrink your ministry into oblivion. Then do the opposite. How would you put yourself out of business? Reframe the issue. Cast it from a different perspective. Is it a fundraising issue, or is it about developing a movement to accomplish a mission? Who else has addressed that issue? At 4Cs, for example, we want to help, among others, volunteer church treasurers. Is this primarily an education issue, or is the real issue how to communicate with them? How do you address the problem of people who may not know enough to know they need to know more than they do? Who else has dealt with similar problems? Ask someone from outside your sector, who has different assumptions, how they would frame the issue. I wonder how development ministries educated third world community leaders about changing community practices related to health issues such as clean water or HIV/AIDS. Can 4Cs learn something from their experience? I'm sure it could. What these strategies have in common is that they are all designed to get your imagination working. Just thinking about the future does not require imagination. After all, forecasting is simply describing the future based upon a careful logical analysis of the past and present. It is incremental at best and requires little imagination. Imagination describes the future based upon a willingness to break the boundaries and shatter your assumptions. Imagination creates opportunity based upon the what-ifs and why-nots. Peter Drucker, in one of his many books, described a middle way which involved an analysis that looks for the futurity of factors developing in the present. In other words, finding the seeds of discontinuity that exist today and extrapolating their potential future impact. If you can get that far, you have described a future scenario. The next step is to imagine how you can fulfill your mission in that scenario. Perhaps the easiest way to kickstart your imagination is to complete the sentence that starts with the simple words, I wish. All right, now my right brain post to make the same point. This is from the book of poems I am reading called Leading from Within, Poetry That Sustains the Courage to Lead. Spring Azures by Mary Oliver. In spring the blue azures bow down at the edges of shallow puddles to drink the black rainwater. Then they rise and float away into the fields. Sometimes the great bones of my life feel so heavy, and all the tricks my body knows, the opposable thumbs, the kneecaps, and the mind clicking and clicking, don't seem enough to carry me through this world. And I think, how I would like to have wings, blue ones, ribbons of flame. How I would like to open them and rise from the black rainwater. And then I think of Blake in the dirt and sweat of London, a boy staring through the window when God came fluttering up. Of course he screamed, seeing the bobbin of God's blue body leaning on the sill and a thousand faceted eyes. Well, who knows? Who knows what hung fluttering at the window between him and the darkness? Anyway, Blake, the hosier's son, stood up and turned away from the sooty sill and the dark city, turned away forever from the factories, the personal strivings, to a life of imagination. Well, let me try my hand at a left brain summary of this post expressed in a right brain manner. Opportunity's Genesis by John Pellow. This is the way. Let's do more of it. We'll tinker just a little bit. Why aren't we there yet? Imagination. It's good. Stimulate it. Use it. What if? Why not? I wish. For those confused as to who Blake is, he is William Blake, the English poet, who as a 4-year-old boy thought he saw God's face outside a window. It terrified him. I don't know his poetry, thought, or life beyond a cursory review of Wikipedia, but suffice to say, he is a complicated person. Anyhow, the point is... No, I won't give the point. He was referred to in the right brain post, and you should be able to figure that out for yourself. Blessings.